Meanwhile, turning to Egypt, where several people are injured as Egyptian security forces attack protesters mourning for a student who was killed last week. Now, police attacked mourners in Giza near the capital, Cairo. They were holding a funeral for the Cairo University student who died from his wounds that he had sustained during a police attack on campus. He's the latest victim of an ongoing crackdown by the new Egyptian authorities. Now, the crackdown has been in place since July when the army toppled former President Mohamed Morsi. Since then, Morsi supporters have been holding protests almost on a daily basis. They view Morsi's ouster as a military coup and want his reinstatement. Morsi was the first democratically elected president of Egypt. Turning to Cairo, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohamed Chalabi. Mohamed, thank you so much for being with us. Please fill us in on the situation, especially with the funeral of a protester who was killed last week.
Yes, Marzia, the funeral of Hussein Salem, a Cairo University student who died from wounds he sustained during a police attack against a Cairo University student protesters was attacked this Friday, and many injuries were recorded in that attack that was executed mainly by purported thugs under the cover of police. Elsewhere in the that was in Sharabiya in Giza. There were incidents where anti-coup marches were attacked in the capital, Cairo, as well as Giza, the northern city of Alexandria, Fayoum, Minya, and Dakhleya. In Cairo, police attacked with birch shots and tear gas protesters in the volatile Ain Shams area. But protesters were able to proceed with their activities. And also on the outskirts of the capital, a march on the 6th of October, city was attacked. And the neighborhood of Helwan Gardens also saw a similar attack by police against protesters. While in the second city of Alexandria, police attacked protesters in the Siouf area, where clashes also erupted between the anti-government protesters and the supporters of the military-backed regime. While in Giza, we mentioned the attack against the protesters' funeral. And there was also an attack in the area of Faisal in Giza that resulted in several injuries and several arrests as well. And in Fayoum, just south of Cairo, police attacked anti-coup marches after protesters burned tires and blocked key highways. While in Al-Minya, that Upper Egypt city that saw the death sentencing of over 500 supporters of Army Deposed President Mohamed Morsi for the killing of a policeman there, 11 were arrested during the protests. There were also attacks against protesters in Asyut in Upper Egypt, and also in Dakhleya in the Nile Delta, purported thugs attacked a march there. Now, army and police, Marzia, just like every Friday, have been closing off the major squares with the aim of preventing anti-coup protesters from taking their activities to vital areas. But that, along with the illegal crackdown, the latest in the form of a new terror law being issued by the government yesterday, following up on the protest law that led to the indictment of hundreds, mostly youth and mostly students, for taking part in mostly peaceful activities. Despite that, and despite the closing of major squares, you still have the protesters taking to the streets. Luckily today, Egyptians can breathe a sigh of relief because there are no death casualties, at least so far. As Egypt is bracing for an important week, the anti-coup alliance has called for a new week of protests under the slogan, "Long live the struggle of the students." And you have the 6th of April on Sunday, and that's when that liberal youth movement that played a key role in the ouster of longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak will be celebrating its founding. Okay. 6 years ago. So you have planned protests there and also across universities, where police now have gained the permission for permanent presence after the Wednesday Cairo University blast. So an important week.
All right, thank you so much for
Egypt.
That update. So sorry, we're out of time. Of course, we'll be keeping our eye on Egypt this coming week. Mohamed Chalabi out of Cairo, Press TV's correspondent there.